Louisiana Hotlines, a newsletter of the State Library of Louisiana, Talking Books and Braille Library, Office of Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation and Tourism, Volume 18, Number 1, Winter 2018. Holiday Closings, December 25th and 26th, Christmas Holiday, January 1st and 2nd, New Year's Holiday, January 15th, Martin Luther King Holiday, February 13th, Mardi Gras Holiday. Use the TBBL online catalog to order books. The TBBL online catalog lists all of the books in our collection. It is a convenient way to order books and is available 24/7. Many of our patrons use the TBBL catalog to do searches and place orders for books. Others have a family member or friend who does it for them. Call your reader advisor to request a user ID and password. Hadley Institute course on using the Internet and daily living tasks. Patrons looking to brush up on basic Internet skills may be interested in Internet Essentials, an online course from the Hadley Institute for the Blind and Visually Impaired. It includes 4 lessons and is open to both adult continuing education and high school students. Topics covered include accessible technology, desktop computers, and mobile devices, searching for information, and making online purchases. For more information, visit www.hadley.edu or call 800-323-4238. Hadley also offers a series of audio recordings that share practical tips to address daily living tasks made difficult by vision loss. Designed specifically for older adults with visual impairments, these recordings are free of charge and available on CD or on a digital talking book DTB cartridge that is compatible with your NLS digital talking book machine. For more information, visit www.lowvisionfocus.org or call 855-830-5355. Breath Switch for Digital Book Player now available. NLS now offers a Breath Switch adapter for those users that are unable to use the buttons on the digital talking book machine. The switch attaches to the machine through the USB port next to the headphone jack. This breath switch permits patrons to use sip and puff actions to control the digital talking book machine, DTBM. Using their breath, patrons may operate all buttons and functions with the exception of the power on-off feature. This unit is intended for patrons who are unable to use the buttons on the DTBM. A separate application form with certification is required to obtain the switch. You may download and print the form at loc.gov/NLSOLD/NETWORKDOCS/FORMS/BREATH.PDF, or you may contact us and we will send you the form. Remote control for your DTBM. NLS is introducing a new accessory, the Digital Talking Book Machine DTBM Remote Control Unit. It consists of 2 parts. The handheld remote control is approximately 5 inches long and 2.5 inches wide with rounded ends. The top has a lens with a smooth texture that is different from the rest of the remote control, and the bottom has a pin for attachment to a lanyard, not included. The top should be aimed at the DTBM when attempting to control it. The surface of the remote control has 15 buttons that are identical in shape and function to the buttons of the DTBM Advanced model. The only DTBM button not available on the remote control is power on/off. The IR infrared receiver is a small USB device, approximately 2 inches square and 1 inch thick. The USB connector is near the bottom of the device. Operation of the remote control. To use the remote control, plug the IR receiver into the USB port on the right side of the DTBM. Press the power on/off button on the DTBM. Aim the remote control toward the IR receiver and press the buttons to control the DTBM. The IR receiver requires additional power from the player to operate, so it is best to connect the player to AC power when using the remote control. Operation with Model DS-1. Model DS-1 standard players must receive a software update via digital cartridge to recognize the remote control. TBBL will only receive a limited number of these accessories from NLS, so if you have a need for this device, please contact us at 800-543-4702. We will keep a waiting list once we run out of the remote controls. NFB Newsline Online Service. NFB Newsline Online is the newest and most exciting way of accessing your favorite newspapers and magazines. You can read it on the web, download it to your digital talking book player, or to a portable MP3 player, or you can have the publications and TV listings read to you over your computer using the same functions as with traditional phone-based NFB Newsline. This site is a secure, text-only website that is screen reader friendly. It offers the ability to search every available publication. It is easy to navigate, even for those with limited knowledge of accessible technology software. The site also offers the ability to email a full publication, a section, or a single article to your inbox. There are on-demand news options that provide unrivaled and immediate access to breaking news stories. To sign up, you must be an NFB Newsline subscriber. For more information, call NFB Newsline at 866-504-7300 or visit http://www.nfbnewslineonline.org. Sprint releases IP Relay app for deaf and deafblind individuals. Individuals who are deaf, deafblind, hard of hearing, or have a speech disability may benefit from a new app launched by Sprint Accessibility. The Sprint IP Relay mobile app, available for both Android and iOS devices, allows callers to make or receive IP relay phone calls from virtually anywhere within the U.S. and its territories where there is a mobile or Wi-Fi connection. Features include Braille display integration and the ability to change font size and color for increased legibility. For more information, visit www.sprintrelay.com/IP relay or email Relay User Registration at Sprint.com. Audio description available on Amazon Videos. In June 2017, Amazon Video began supporting audio description, providing customers who are blind or visually impaired access to professional narration describing what is taking place during stretches where there is no dialogue. More than 133 movies from studios such as Disney, Lionsgate, NBC, Paramount, and Warner Brothers are now available with English audio descriptions, including such titles as The Hunger Games, Inception, Captain America: Civil War, and The Big Short. Also, 10 of the most popular Amazon original TV shows such as Bosch, The Man in the High Castle, Mozart in the Jungle, Transparent, Creative Galaxy, and Gordimer Gibbons are also now available with audio description for selected seasons. Audio descriptions are available on popular titles included with an Amazon Prime Video subscription, as well as those for purchase or rent. The feature is available on Fire TV, Fire tablets, iOS devices, and Android devices. Customers can view and browse through titles with audio descriptions by going to www.amazon.com/video/audio description. The selection of titles available on the page will be updated continuously. To play a title with audio descriptions, customers just need to select the English audio description option from the subtitles and audio menu during playback. To provide feedback to Amazon on their audio description services, email device-accessibility@amazon.com. Books and Beyond, a section for children and teens. Announcing Talking Books and Braille Library's annual poetry contest. This winter, the Talking Books and Braille Library is sponsoring a poetry contest for middle school students ages 10 through 13 and teens ages 14 through 19. The theme will be music and music appreciation. Each submission should be 200 words or less. Poems will be judged on originality, creativity, form and style, clarity, relevance to the theme, and overall impact. Winners will have their selections printed in the Summer Hotlines newsletter and receive a certificate of distinction. Submissions will be accepted from patrons ages 10 through 13 and ages 14 through 19 until February 28, 2018. One winner will be selected from each age group. Poems will be judged by staff from the Louisiana Center for the Book. Poetry Contest Submission Guidelines. 1. Must be written by a Louisiana Talking Books and Braille Library patron between the ages of 10 to 19. 2. Poems must be original work by participant. 3. Patron may submit more than one poem, but is only eligible to win once. 4. Poems may not contain any of the following: graphic violence, explicit sexual content, strong language. 5. A signed release form is required. Please contact the Children and Teen Services Librarian, Charlene Moore, at 225-342-9563 or email tbblkids@state.lib.la.us to get a release form. 6. Emailed submissions and release forms must have a subject line, 2018 TBBL Poetry Contest, the title and author of the poem. 7. Entries can also be mailed as typed, handwritten, or brailled poems, along with a completed release form to Talking Books and Braille Library, care of Children and Teen Librarian, 701 North 4th Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802. Entries can also be faxed to 225-342-6817 or scanned and emailed to tbblkids@state.lib.la.us. All entries must be received by February 28, 2018. Look at this! Scholarship opportunities available in 2018. The National Federation of the Blind annually offers blind college students in the U.S. and Puerto Rico an opportunity to win one of 30 merit-based national-level scholarships worth $3,000 to $12,000. All scholarships awarded are based on academic excellence, community service, and leadership. Each winner will receive assistance to attend the 2018 National Federation of the Blind Annual Convention, which will take place July 2nd through 7th, 2018, in Orlando, Florida. Application deadline is March 31st, 2018. For more information, contact Chairperson Katie Mendez at scholarships@nfb.org or call 410-659-9314, extension 2415, or by mail, NFB Scholarship Program, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Each year at its state convention, the National Federation of the Blind of Louisiana, NFBL, awards 4 scholarships to recognize the achievement of blind scholars in Louisiana. Scholarships range from $750 to $1,500. All applications must be received no later than March 24, 2018. For more information and to receive an application, contact Eric Guillory, Chairperson NFBL, Scholarship Committee, 101 South Trenton Street, Ruston, Louisiana, 71270. Phone 800-234-4166. Email egullory@louisianacenter.org. Family Resource Fair. The annual St. Tammany Family Information Fair for children with special needs will be held on two consecutive Tuesdays in January. On January 23rd, the fair will be 2 to 4 p.m. and 5 to 7 p.m. at the Harrison Curriculum Center Gym in Covington. Tuesday, January 30th, the fair will be 2 to 4 p.m. and 5 to 7 p.m. at the Brooks Education Center in Slidell. For more information, contact Ann Dardis at the Harrison Curriculum Center at 985-898-3300. Cozy Reads for the Winter. Grades Preschool through Kindergarten. DB84586. LP25597. Anything But Ordinary Addie. The True Story of Adelaide Herman, Queen of Magic, by Mara Rockliffe. DB23569, Bard, LP20036, A Bargain for Frances, by Russell Hoban. BR22001, LP25595, Ada Twist, Scientist, by Andrea Betty. DB79890, DBC03098, Giraffes Can't Dance, by Giles Andrea. Grades 2 through 4, BR008721, DB34054, Bard, Bartholomew and the Oblick, by Dr. Seuss. DB85307, Hiawatha and the Peacemaker, by Robbie Robertson. BRC01769, DBC06846, Bard, Little Melba and Her Big Trombone, by Catherine Russell Brown. BR009591, BR17775, DB31793, Bard, Matilda, by Roald Dahl. Grades 3 through 6, BR20968, DB82133, A Handful of Stars, by Cynthia Lord. DB81185, Finding Serendipity, by Angelica Banks. BR21151, DB80497, Fish in a Tree, by Linda M. Hunt. DB85754, Fuzzy, by Tom Engelberger. Grades 5 through 8, DB86760, A Crack in the Sea, by H. M. Bauman. DB85315, A Most Magical Girl, by Karen Fox Lee. DB87202, A Storm Too Soon, A Remarkable True Survival Story in 80-Foot Seas, by Mike Talgias. BR21728, DB84720, As Brave as You, by Jason Reynolds. Grades 6 through 9 and Young Adult. DB84560, A Tyranny of Petticoats, 15 Stories of Bells, Bank Robbers, and Other Badass Girls, by Jessica Spotswood. BR20825, DB81519, LP25649, An Ember in the Ashes, by Saba Tahir. DB86201, Falling Over Sideways, by Jordan Sonnenblick. DB82707, Dumplin', by Julie Murphy. Support our TBBL Friends Organization. The Jones Foundation acknowledges the following donors for their generous contributions. Sherry Landry. Since 1981, the Mrs. W. Carruth Jones Foundation has acted as a friends group for the Talking Books and Braille Library in the State Library of Louisiana. It provides a mechanism for accepting donations to enhance and support services to the blind and physically handicapped community statewide. It directly supplements the programs and initiatives of TBBL within the State Library. It is a primary sponsor of the State Library's large print collection, TBBL's summer reading program, and descriptive video collection, and it supports volunteer efforts in the area. To contribute, make checks payable to the Foundation and mail to the following address: Mrs. W. Carruth Jones Foundation, 1131 North River Road, Port Allen, Louisiana, 70767. All donations are tax deductible. Anyone who makes a donation receives a one-year membership to the Foundation. For meeting information, call Sheila Coleman at 225-342-4942. Library address: Talking Books and Braille Library, 701 North 4th Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802. Phone numbers: Baton Rouge, 342-0035. Statewide, 1-800-543-4702. Fax: 225-342-6817. Special services: Music section, 800-424-8567. Braille service, 800-453-4293. Email: tbbl@state.lib.la.us, tbblkids@state.lib.la.us. Walk-in hours: Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Phone hours: Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Library services: audiobooks and magazines, Braille books and magazines, large print books and big books, descriptive videos, online catalog, Bard download service, Bard mobile apps, newspaper reading service. Eligibility: any Louisiana resident who is unable to read or use standard print materials as a result of a temporary or permanent visual or physical limitation is eligible to receive free library services. Special format library materials are loaned to qualified patrons by the Talking Books and Braille Library, State Library of Louisiana, Office of the Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, supported in part by funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Services.